Justin Fluke with you. It's the Holton Wildcat Locker Room Chat. Head Coach Mook Sparta joins us as the Wildcats get set for the postseason this week at home against Burlington is how it will begin. But let's go back to last week, a game against Leavenworth. We talked about the fact it was non-league, non-district, and just kind of a weird game. But, Coach, it turned out to be a pretty good game against a pretty darn good team. You end up falling by just 7 points, 27-20 in the end. But despite some injuries, I guess, it sounds like your team made some strides and got better last week.
Yeah, I thought that's the best our offensive line has blocked, and we've really put a lot of time into getting off the ball and playing with a better pad level and being more physical on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I thought that really they did their job the other night. I thought our backs really struggled to find the seams, and those seams closed pretty quickly, but we have to be able to do that. And, you know, losing Kyler and Ian on the first drive, you know, really hurts us offensively. And then what Kyler does defensively hurt us a little bit on the fits he needed to have for us in their run game. And so we had to overcome some things, but I thought they played hard and we played hard, and it was, we wanted to have a fun football game, and that's the approach we took, and I thought it was a really fun game.
Something else that's been fun the last few weeks, we've talked about this a couple of times, but you're starting to put some pretty darn big plays together. We're starting to see a lot more explosiveness from the offense. You know, Corbin Wilson has another 71-yard touchdown run in that game, but you also completed a couple passes, including a touchdown to a freshman, Grant Warner, who had to step in there. You had guys like Altoff having to switch and go from tight end to a different jersey and playing line. So I know you got a lot of moving parts, but talk about the big play potential that continues to develop for your offense.
Well, you know, we're pretty good when we get in the open field, and in our offense you have to be able to get there sometimes, so we still have a lot of work to do and just finding those seams and getting those opportunities. And I think as our offensive line is playing better, although we're, you know, short manned a little bit, we're pretty banged up really across the board, and we're going to have to show really a tremendous amount of toughness this week to win this game and play well and probably through the playoffs, but that's the same a lot of years.
The other thing about the defense that I know we've kind of noted, but again, you know, you force, you know, get an interception and a really long return that set up a score, and I think that's over 20 takeaways now for your defense this season. Is this a defense that you feel like has done a good job of being able to create big plays and turnovers, takeaways?
Well, I think we do a lot of things right. Sometimes you feel like turnovers just kind of lucky being in the right place at the right time, or they make a mistake. And definitely the turnover ratio has kept us in games. And, you know, our frustration is we really feel like we should be a 7-1 football team. And I don't think I've ever said this in 29 years. We're probably four plays away from being a 7-1 team. So we have to have the confidence to know that we're really that kind of team, and we have to learn to win these close games.
Game against Burlington is a postseason game this Friday night. We'll preview it with Coach Pardo, and we continue here on the Wildcat Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooke Sparta. Holton 4-4 heading into the postseason, taking on Burlington, who has the same record of 4-4. Obviously, a new matchup, not a team that you're familiar with or that you've played. And typically, Coach, that's a good thing for your squad because you are so much different than a lot of other teams and what you do. But let's talk about Burlington, what they look like, and what challenges they present to your squad here on Friday.
Well, offensively, they have one really good receiver, and they've got other kids that can catch the ball, but they really move him around and try to put him in spots. And I think they have a really solid, competitive quarterback that can throw and run, and they really build their offense around those two guys, and they have some size up front. And then defensively, they've struggled probably just a little bit more. I will say that last week against Wellsville, I thought they played really well and made it a football game, and that's the best they've looked. So they may be peaking at this point, and they will be a challenge to defend. We'll have to do some things in the secondary to try to take away some one-on-one situations with number five, and I think we can do that.
As far as your team goes, how's practice been this week? Because you got a lot going on in a lot of different ways, but the biggest thing, of course, is, you know, just injuries and different guys banged up and trying to figure out who you're going to play where, but also because it's the postseason and it's really a one-game season. I mean, the season's on the line. Just how's the sense of urgency been and that struggle of trying to find the right guys in the right places to prepare for this game?
Well, you throw in the weather, so Tuesday we really tried to do all of our passing game stuff and how we're going to defend them in the passing game. And you know, when you keep going back to the same well, that can get a little monotonous in practice, and I think we struggled a little bit and practiced a little longer, assuming Wednesday we might not even be able to practice outside, depending on the weather. And then we also have a freshman game Thursday, so that limits it a little bit. So it is a challenging week for us. I think we're getting things done the way they need to be done, and then, you know, we're just going to have to show up and start playing at our peak performance.
Look, you just kind of led me into the final question, I guess, and that's that, you know, this team probably hasn't played its best ball. It seems like each week you talk about, you know, some little things here or there that are being done better. You talked about last week, you know, the blocking was maybe as good as it's been all season. Are you at a point now to where you just need everything to kind of click and come together here for a few games like you did at this point last year? You know, you're 4-4 and got on a run, and it just seemed like the team elevated, you know, everything and kind of put it all together. Is that where you're at again this year, just needing that to happen?
Well, we really hope so. I mean, I think every year there's a frustration that you haven't putting everything together yet. Almost always it seems to happen, and I think that needs to happen pretty quickly for this team when you throw in the injuries and having to play some people that haven't played a lot. So, you know, I think we're right there. It's just believing in ourselves and having the confidence and being determined and playing a complete game. And if we do that, I think we're going to, you know, do the same kind of thing we did last year. I think we make a big dent in the playoffs.
You bet. Look forward to the game Friday night against Burlington on the Holton Channel. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Coach Brooks Sparta of the Holton Wildcats. The weekly locker room chats are sponsored by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, by Community Healthcare System, and by Medical Pharmacy and Boomer Steakhouse in Holton.